Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, no Lance this morning. He is busy on NFL.com. He has been all week long in Los Angeles. So in with us this morning, the great, great backup, former backup quarterback, and his starter for a while in Minnesota as well. You know him.
Former backup?
Well,
Once a backup, always a backup.
Well, no. Oh, so it's like the Aggies. You can't say former Aggie because you're always
Exactly.
You're always a backup. Well, Sean Salisbury in with us in studio this morning to break down all the action from last night in the NFL draft. What's up, man?
I'm good. I'm really good. It's the most intrigue I've had. First of all, it's good to be with you. Uh-huh. You and Lance and Dell are kicking butt. It's a great listen. And thanks to Lance for not only letting me use his room and office all week to
get he access. Said you.
Like a gym rat, dude.
You've just been watching film over there, he said.
The whole time. And I'm going to drive him nuts. He's going to see me. I'm talking about, see what Lance thinks is I'm done when he gets back. And I'm standing over his shoulder in there. But it's one thing to watch it like, you know, we've watched it before. But to have that access from all angles, it's awesome. So thanks to him. It's great to be with you guys this morning. John, going into last night, you and I have talked about this for about 4 years. I'm usually not overly intrigued with the draft. You know, a handful of picks. And I haven't been more intrigued going into a draft than I was last night.
Well, you were probably more prepared because of your access to Lance's stuff, right?
Right. I mean, just as far as even guys, and it wasn't just quarterbacks. I'm talking about Quentin Nelson and guys that I'd watched that normally you'll watch on highlights or you'll get some game tape from watching a game, Notre Dame versus USC, and see it. But to watch it even more so, where you don't have to hit that click going back, where you can watch it like they do.
Right.
And more prepared for guys that Hayden Hurst, guys like that you may not watch as much, right? I knew the quarterbacks, but I still went back and watched them. But more just because the intrigue of it was the strangest thing up until this draft. We didn't talk about anybody other than the quarterbacks at now and then Bradley Chubb and once in a while Barkley.
And Barkley.
Other than that, it was, oh, by the way, that Vita Vea guy, he's pretty good. And all. And it was just the intrigue. And I sat there and watched it all. And I normally don't watch every pick of the first round.
What?
And I did.
Okay, let's go and say hello to Delvin. You remember Delvin?
I love Delvin.
Yeah,
you remember. That's not his name, though. I've actually started to put more respect on Dell's name.
You didn't put any respect on it.
It's Dell to me.
Delvin. Dale, a lot of people like to call him.
Matter of fact, I call him Oladele.
Olalolalolalay.
Nope, I've put less syllables on it.
Why? What happened? Put some respect on it.
I just think that Dell's become one of the. You know who Dell is in this draft? Denzel Ward. He's the fast riser.
Yeah. Well. He's surprising and disappointing to a lot of people. So yes, that is Dell perfectly. Okay. Early? Let's say top 10 surprises for you. I thought Denzel Ward was a huge surprise.
Major. If I would have had, think about this, would you have taken, do you think you're better off with Mayfield and Ward or Rosen, Darnold, and Chubb if you're the Browns?
Well, I thought Darnold was the one.
Clear cut one.
Quite frankly, I thought the Giants missed a major opportunity.
Biggest miss of the draft was the number two pick.
Yeah.
Where they were in a great position. This is no knock on Saquon Barkley. But, John, tell me right now, the last time a team... Now, Eli's there. They're not winning a Super Bowl next year. We know that. You can't pass on a franchise quarterback, especially when the other guy's like 38 years old.
Or trade out.
Yes.
Or trade out. If you don't really think that, that's the guy, and there he's got some issues. There's no question about it. I see some people that are all over the Jets. No, this is not. I'm like, the Jets have to be ecstatic.
No question.
That Darnold, who they thought was the best quarterback in the draft, fell to them. So, but if you've got that pick and people covet Darnold, which they did.
90% of the most of the people in the know, from Lance and anybody else, people that watch it thought that Darnold was the best quarterback in the draft. Okay, so Giants pass him. John, I'm so with you. And I try to make this point. I can't remember a time when a running back, as good as, I don't believe in picking running backs in the first five. I just don't. Now, if you're special, I could see why the Browns would have taken him fourth. But I would have taken Bradley Chubb ahead of Barkley. I just would have. Disruptors, to me, are second line. Running back comes about fifth or sixth. Now, I know how important they are. But name me the last time a running back won a Super Bowl without a good quarterback. You can't. Yeah. I know what Terrell Davis did when he went to Elway,
right.
But TB doesn't have a touchdown because Elway. But name me one. Now I can name you 1,000 that have won a Super Bowl, or they're not 1,000, but a bunch that have won Super Bowls with a fourth round running back, with a Sony Michel type, with a Nick Chubb type.
Yeah.
I can't.
Peyton won it without a running
back. Yes, and he is so good, Barkley is, but you cannot. I just look ahead to next year's draft. John, who's a free agent next year, quarterback? I can't even. Now, Darnold, I mean, Bradford may get cut or something after 1 year.
That's not a franchise guy.
That's exactly my point. Yeah. So who's available? And then you look at next draft. Drew Locke at Missouri. Who's the best quarterback next
year? Yeah, probably
him.
But he's going to be pretty good.
He is.
Yeah, but guess what? You got to be up there picking again.
That's the next point. When's the next time the Giants honestly going to be picking second?
Yeah.
They don't pick second. So I thought of all of them. They missed, and I'll tell you, the biggest hit, the Colts, after doing all that trade and grabbed Bradley Chubb at number Colts.
Broncos.
They would have grabbed Chubb. I had him on my list. That the Broncos at five are sitting there saying, do we take a quarterback? Are we going to be sitting there with a possible running back? Do we take Quentin Nelson? And all of a sudden, Bradley Chubb's there, and you're like, dear Lord, I guarantee you there's no way on God's green earth John Elway thought, oh, this Bradley Chubb's going to be sitting here, and I can pair him with Von Miller. Mm-hmm. Last time we won a Super Bowl, we had two of those guys.
Yeah.
So I thought the Giants missed the most, and I thought there were some really good steals in there. I think the Colts did right by getting Quentin Nelson.
Right.
I thought that Chubb
traded
Nelson,
out. I'll tell you what. Yeah. He's doing a hell of a job there. He's really, really respected.
Ballard. He's
Ballard,
awesome.
Yeah.
I agree.
And Chris Ballard, as a general manager, he and Lance are really good friends. Real good friends. Right. And they talk all the time.
I think he's one of the – I think he's – there's not six or seven guys in this league better than him.
To trade out and get what he did from the Jets and to still get Quentin Nelson at number six.
Best player. Best, safest player in the draft.
He really is.
Monster, dude.
And you need to protect Andrew Luck.
From the inside out.
That's so important. So I thought the Colts did a wonderful job. I thought they did a great job last night. I don't know what to think if you want to know the truth of the Browns. Of course, we're really good friends with Zoe, who's one of the assistants over there. And so, you know, but if they think that Denzel Ward is the guy, is better, if their board says Denzel Ward and not Bradley Chubb, if they covet that, they've already got Myles Garrett. They covet that corner. They need a guy who's got the best skills in this draft at corner. Then, okay.
I get it.
That's their board.
I agree.
And they thought Baker Mayfield was the guy as opposed to Sam Darnold. Well, they did their homework. They did everything that they needed to do.
I'd have taken Mayfield before Allen, John. I had Mayfield was my second best
quarterback. He was.
The whole time. I went. Allen's upside, his ceiling is through the roof. But his floor is the lowest as well.
Oh yeah, my board was Darnold and then Jackson.
See, and I like it, but I went back and watched him a couple days ago for a couple hours in the morning and John or the afternoon.
He misses.
Here's the problem with electric football player.
Yep.
Electric.
And that's
problem is head. I watched his eyes. His head after the first. Now you get him in rhythm throwing in the first read. He's spectacular, and he's got his arm is rocket launcher, but. What he tries to do is bail out too quickly and make the play, and he runs himself into trouble. But if he's coached right at the next level or where'd he end up in? With the Ravens. Then if he's coached right, then they got something going on. Now they're going to have to change their offense completely
with
Flacco. But I went Darnold, Mayfield, Rosen just because of his presence, and he's really good in the pocket, although he can't run. And then it went Allen's upside, and then I had Jackson and Mason Rudolph. I think Mason Rudolph, somebody's going to get him a second round to steal him. I think he's a good player.
Yeah,
I know some people don't like him, But I actually think he's a big, strong, deep ball
player. He's got a chance to be the best guy. I don't know who the best guy in this draft is. No one does.
Absolutely not. And it could be Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
And the problem with Saquon, I mean, you look at last year's draft, the problem with Saquon is Alvin Kamara. Because Alvin, where did you get him? You get Alvin Kamara. I thought of that. And oh, by the way, thought of the Saints. Good Lord, after they got Alvin, and they did so much last year in the draft to trade up for Marcus Davenport, to give up two first-rounders for Marcus Davenport. Wow.
John, you know where I had him? I had the Saints at 27 where they were Marcus Davenport.
That was my there.
Pick for them.
Yeah.
I had him because I know they needed another pass rusher. And you could have got a tight end. I get it. And to give Breeze. I think they're getting to the point where they think Breeze can overcome. He's good enough to throw for 5,000 yards or with the guys he's got. And that one more pass rusher and disruptor is the next. Think about the division. Matt Ryan, Cam Newton,
Jameis
Winston. They're all pretty good. So you got to get a little more pressure. I get it, but I understand. They had another chance to extend the weapon. I know. I think I could have got Davenport at 27. I don't think I needed to waste to give up a pick to get there. But
Two first-rounders for a non-quarterback?
They must have loved him.
I'll tell you what. Because you talk about...
Better be in a Pro Bowl as a rookie.
You talk about... See, I don't know who's got the most pressure on them for that pick, for what they did, because the Jets gave up a lot to get Darnold there. The Bills gave up a lot to get Josh Allen there.
But I'm willing to give up a lot for a quarterback. Yeah. If it screws up,
that's right.
I'll see you in 3 years. We'll do it again.
That's right. I thought the Cardinals made a really nice trade to move up to 10. They didn't give up nearly as much. But the Saints giving up all that for Marcus Davenport. That's probably the biggest pressure pick right there.
Oh, there's no question. And Sean Payton, to validate that with their front office, like I said, he must have done something, John, for them to say, dear Lord, we got a guy that's his potential is through the roof. Now, people have been saying that, but, you know, did he dominate his competition? All those things that they're going to ask. But, I mean, I had him at 27. I think you could have got him later. I'm not sure he would have went much earlier than that. But if they think so, once again, that's them. But I wouldn't give up. When you apply first-rounders, look what the Jets did the original time and the Colts. The Colts, to let the Jets get to number three, only gave up 2 second-rounders. Remember they swapped and gave up 2 second-rounders for a quarterback.
Yeah.
And that quarterback ends up being Darnold. Could be the steal of the decade if, in fact, Darnold becomes that type of guy that everybody expects, most people expect him to be. But I'll tell you another great pick was the Chicago Bears and Roquan Smith.
Yeah.
He'll be in the Pro Bowl as a rookie.
Yeah.
He's that good.
Yeah, he's another long line of Bear linebackers. Yeah. No, he's a great. I thought the Patriots did a really nice job.
Typical Belichick, smart.
They got they need to protect Brady, obviously, because he's getting a little bit older and whatnot. I think Brady might be a little bit happy. But, you know, they've gone all these years. Name their marquee running back. I mean, they just haven't.
Patriots?
Yeah. I mean, they've done it with. And now to get Sony Michel, a guy who is going, who could be the best in this draft.
I had Michel going 32 to the Eagles, and when they traded out, and then the Patriots ended up taking him a pick before that. And, John, back to Barkley. As good as Barkley is, you're telling me that – see, Sony Michel seems to me, and I mean this, he seems like an A1 version. I got to see him in the next level, but he reminds me of Kamara. Not quite as athletic, but can catch the ball in the backfield, has wiggle in the secondary. And I honestly think that Bill and those guys are going to use him like that to give him in space because they lost, you know, the running back to Vrabel's team in Tennessee, a guy who can move around and do it. I actually think Michel – he was my second best back in this, not Darius Geis. I had Michel going second. I only had two running backs in the first round. So I love Barkley. I just think if you wanted a franchise changer, now you got to worry about it next year. And then you got to worry about the year after, depending on Eli. As good as Barkley is, I don't subscribe to drafting a running back in the first five picks.
No, and you just could have gotten so much there. 713 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Sean is in studio with us this morning, filling in for Lance, who is on. So we're talking NFL, but we got all kinds of stuff to do. So get in if you want. Whatever pick you'd like to talk about or what's going to happen today, 713-780-3776.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
There are 9 mistakes made ahead of me. And I will make sure over the next decade or so that they will know that they made a mistake. I was pretty pissed off. I fell 1, 2, and 3 went by, and just kind of went into a blur after that. I was really angry. Teams were passing on me, and I was honestly expecting to get picked at some point and have to fake a smile and go up and pretend to be happy.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is Josh Rosen. Cardinals get him. Cardinals have, you know what? And here's something, Sean, as a quarterback, and I know how you feel about this. You got McCown and Bridgewater in New York with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bradford and who else did they pick up? Somebody else. Who else did they pick up? The Cardinals.
Mike Glennon.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. Never mind.
He's a little bit of a stopgap, which is fine.
Well, yeah. I mean, that gap was this big in Chicago.
Why the long face?
For 15 million. So you got those guys ahead of him. You're a proponent of throw him on the field. Let's go.
When I can, unless Favre's in front of you. Yes.
Right. Unless Favre's in front of you. And then make no mistake, Bradford and McCown are not Favre.
No.
But I think they'll both bring those guys along slowly. Are the Cardinals winning anything this year? Are the Jets winning anything this year? Do you let the kid learn? Because here's the thing about Darnold, you know, the decision making, all of the attributes are there. It's the decision making, and a lot of people are talking about his form, where the ball is held, one handed. You know, he fumbles a lot. Because when he gets hit, he doesn't secure the football. His release point, his where he starts, a lot of things they're looking at. Maybe it's going to be better for those guys to wait a little while.
Here's the great thing about it. Darnold couldn't be more lucky. He's going to a real pro in Josh McCown. I am telling you, there may be no if Josh McCown doesn't quit playing and step right into being a quarterback coach somewhere. I'm talking about the NFL, the Jets. Well, you know what they should do? When he decides to quit playing, say, dude, just change. You'd have put sweatpants, go coaching shorts on, and get your butt into the room and be an assistant somewhere, because he's so good at – he's been in it so long and in so many systems. And he's a pro.
Mm-hmm.
And he just is. And he couldn't go to a better place for a guy to visually on the board and watching him work as a pro learn. Now, John, I am with you 100%. But here's one thing about Darnold. They put it, you and I talked about it, his release is so quick. Now, my biggest complaint is not the interceptions, John. It's not. Because you know what? I've seen Watson and Matt Ryan in college throw picks. And the thing about it is, for every game he threw 2 picks or more in, they came back and won, John. I don't think he's lost a game in college when he threw. He always overcomes bad plays. I think he's undefeated when he threw 2 picks or more in a game.
That's a really good sign.
That he can overcome it.
Yeah.
The other thing is, and I don't like the way it's been taught where he drops the ball. That bothers me. But name me the 3 quickest releases in the NFL. Rodgers, Carr, and Garoppolo, probably. I'm talking when the ball comes out. Do you know that he was measured against Carr's release, and it's quicker? Quicker. I've always told you, the ball, regardless of where it is, it still comes out with urgency. But my biggest problem is not the interception. It's security, ball security in the pocket, where he always drops it and lets go with one. Right. And you know who had a problem with that? Was Romo. Remember, he dropped that ball and got stripped early in his career.
Well, he had a hitch.
Yeah, so if he can get fixed there, those are... Now, if I looked at you and said, John, he's stiff, can't make the throw to his backside, doesn't see the cut, we'd be more concerned about that. So I think he can fix those things. But what I don't want to do is coach him out of aggressiveness, and nor do you.
No.
But he does need... And it's New York, dude. It ain't easy. You know, you throw 4 picks in New York, and it's like throwing... That's like throwing 40 picks somewhere else. So he is... He's a big, big-time player, but he goes there. Now, the other side of it is, I think they're going to have to play Rosen. And you want to know why? I think they think he's mentally more ready right now, even though, you know, the mechanics are far more solid than anybody else in this draft. They're going to start Bradford, but here's the problem. you and I both know him going 16 games.
No.
At some point this year, Rosen will start because Arizona, John, think, I mean, San Francisco's better. Arizona may be the, are they possibly the second best team in the division? Seattle? With
Seattle's
the,
down.
They're rebuilding, and who am I missing on this?
The Rams.
The Rams. Well, the Rams and the 49ers are probably the two best.
Yep.
And then you look at, I mean, at least Arizona can make some headway. So if they're struggling at 2-4 and Bradford's banged up, which we know usually happens, I think you skip Glennon and go to Rosen. Yeah. And so I think that will happen quicker than in New York because I think McCown's going to keep, as long as he's healthy, McCown's good enough to keep the job all year. Look what he did last year for him. But you're exactly right. This isn't the walk off Andrew Luck, it's your job.
No.
That guy doesn't exist in this draft yet. There's a couple of them that could be really, really good. And if Darnold succeeds, Darnold's the best quarterback that New York's ever had, not named Joe Namath, and his numbers will blow Namath away.
You know who might get thrown into the mix right away is Allen.
Oh, no. He's going to – his arm strength compared to McCarron's, he couldn't have gone to – I didn't like him at one, but where they got him, what, seven?
Mm-hmm.
I actually do like him there. Why? He can go to Buffalo, great fans. They haven't had a guy like that since Kellyanne. John, where do you need that big arm, the ability to make some to take a few chances?
Yeah.
It's there.
Right.
I actually think that he may end up being a faster starter than any of them in that city because as good as A.J. McCarron is, A.J. McCarron may be a career backup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spot starter.
I've always thought it is. What is this infatuation? How do you know what A.J. McCarron is?
I mean, because you saw him in one game.
Yeah.
A.J. McCarron might be me.
And, okay? and the balls that he threw that we know, you know, in college, it was in, you know, nice weather. Go up, go see what it's going to be like in Buffalo.
And you
throwing
and I
that
both
ball
in there, the swirling. Yeah, those, right. And you know what's going to happen at OTAs and minicamp, down at train camp. The receivers, and they're going to sit there and they're going to watch Josh Allen in 7-on-7. They're going to say, I like that guy.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Yep. And when you know when that groundswell goes, you're exactly right. He may throw 25 interceptions as a rookie if he starts like Manning did, and I wouldn't expect any different. But at least he can drive the ball and give them a threat down the field that they haven't had in a while.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Eric wants to get in here and talk about his Cowboys. What do you say? Eric, how are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
God, I missed you, buddy. Where you been?
I'm here. Turn on your TV and listen to the afternoons. I'm here, but I appreciate it. It's good to be 94. Sitting there.
94.1. He's on every afternoon.
And you can turn on BN Sports and see it on TV if you want to see the moneymaker on TV. I just figured I'd throw
Where's
it.
Where's the moneymaker? Where's that?
I just have a quick question, and I'll let y'all go. Do you think the Cowboys made a mistake drafting Jander, the linebacker, instead of Ridley or Moore, the wide receivers? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
John, I had Moore in that one of my draft.
Moore,
I had DJ Moore. As he was my number one. Ridley and him were my top two receivers. I honestly, I'd want a playmaker there, but I'm going to tell you what, Leighton Vander Esch is a great talent.
Mm-hmm.
He is, and I had him, like he's like Sean Lee. He can cover in space. He's long. He can play both positions, inside and outside. The Cowboys needed him. They needed to get younger at linebacker. And if Jalen Smith actually turns out, they're going to be really good. I'm an offensive guy, so with Witten's age and with losing Dez Bryant, I thought DJ Moore would have been their number one receiver right off the bat. I do. I thought he would have been their best receiver. But Rod Marinelli's a really good defensive coordinator. I think Vander Esch is going to be a great player. So if you would have told me they'd have taken somebody else or a receiver I didn't like or something, I may have. If they'd have taken Cortland Sutton, as big as he is, I may not have liked that as much because I think Moore's going to be a better player because Sutton is that big guy like Dez Bryant. But I think Vander Esch is going to be a really active player. I do. Right. I don't think it's a bust. Let's put it that way. I get why Cowboy fans wanted a receiver. We all like offense. They really needed him.
Dell, what about the Cowboys getting a white guy there? What do you think of that? Yeah, does it bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you?
Did you say, Dell, you're bummed that they got a white guy?
First, Del, the Cowboys aren't a team I concern myself with, and I don't. Why would I care that they draft a white guy? White guys play in the NFL.
Really?
Yes.
They do?
I mean, they don't play defensive back because you're screwed if they do for your team.
Yeah, we don't line him up outside the linebackers.
No.
You don't want him in your back four,
no.
But yeah.
And look who went. Vander Esch, Ragnow, and Billy Price, back-to-back-to-back.
Well,
that was the white guy, right?
Linebacker and centers. That's fine.
That's right.
That's the correct position to draft.
That's
at.
Fine.
Yeah.
No.
And you know what? Aside from a little bit of extra weight, they all look the same.
The same guy.
Billy Price looks like Daniels, who looks like Vander Esch, who looks like Quentin Nelson. Is that what you're saying? We had a, what'd you
all
say,
the white guys look the
would
same.
Would you say we had a run on white guys?
We had a run. Yeah, we had a run on white guys right there. Three in a row.
Could have been the worst trifecta draft in history, right? Yeah,
three white guys right in a row. Hey, I'll tell you what.
But Dell's right. If you notice, they all play a position that doesn't require
any athleticism. I thought Baltimore did a hell of a job, man, to get Hayden Hurst and then Lamar Jackson. I'm telling you, now while they got to change things, I really like what he did.
John, and it's just Ozzie Newsome's last draft.
Yep.
I did one of my rafts, but like an ode to Ozzie Newsome 2 days ago. Think about what he's done since, first of all, as the first African-American general manager in the history of this game, and it was in 2002. You think about that perspective. It took us till 2002 to have a black GM. In a sport that's predominantly African-American. Mm. It's pathetic. Great player at Alabama. Flacco, Ogden, Lewis, Reed, Suggs. Nada. The list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. The people he...
And Nada was the best guy in that trip.
He is the best GM, most underrated GM of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love most about him is never... When's the last time you saw Ozzie Newsome on TV self-promoting?
No, never.
Ever.
Never.
Ozzie Newsome, we are now.
Did you see
smart.
The list of agents? What they said? Agents were asked, "Who do you trust the most?" He was number one.
That's it. And there's a reason why he doesn't sell anybody out. He doesn't throw his players under the bus. He just he keeps it close to the vest. I've met him before, and let me tell you something. He's one of the finest gentlemen you'll meet. One of the great players you'll meet. In 13 years, he started at wide receiver. Mm. And then moved to tight end when he left Alabama. Just a class gentleman. Couldn't happen. I'll tell you what. If you're putting front office people in the Hall of Fame. Ozzie Newsome's, his picks at the top of the draft don't miss.
Well, Bill Polian just got in there. Why wouldn't Ozzie Newsome?
And he will.
As a player and a
The guy was spectacular. Yep. And I'll tell you, the Baltimore Ravens are lucky that he's going to stay close, you know, help the assistant GM out now and be around. He's going to be the highest paid scout on the planet, but he deserves it. 61 years old. I think that he has been one of the best GMs. We talk about Wolf and Bill Polian. Ozzie Newsome's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 713-780-3776, 729, ESPN 97.5. Sean in studio with us here. If you want to get in, you're more than welcome. Let's talk about Texas Mattress Makers right now. That's my guy over there, Yuval, is spectacular at what he does. Listen, when you're buying a product, you want to get the best product at the best possible price. Is that it? Or would you rather pay more for something? Or would you rather get an inferior product? Absolutely not. What you want is the best product at the best price. And that's what you get guaranteed at Texas Mattress Makers. You go in there and you see what the insides of that mattress looks like because they've got them on display right above the bed that you are going to lay on to see if that's the bed for you. You lay on the bed, you take your time. If you want to get in and out, you can do that as well. But if you are looking for that bed, because this is something that you're going to be on every single night and you want it to be the perfect bed for you, and that's what they do. And the selection, second to none. You see them making them right there. The quality and then the price. It's half price because they're the factory. It's the manufacturer in a retail store. So all you got to do is go to 4619 Navigation in Lockwood. Or for those of you in Katy, yep, they did it. All you got to do is get to Katy, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, TexasMattressMakers.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, let me ask you a question. Sean
is it
Salisbury,
an interesting one?
Here's an interesting question. When was the last time you talked to Gilbert?
Since I left the show. Now, I feel a little bit slighted, too.
Well, Gilbert is here.
Something's eating him. Gilbert, is something eating Gilbert grape?
I had to know that was coming. Right, Del?
Dad jokes are about I've been on fire with dad jokes, by the way, on my show.
Oh, I hear them.
Unbelievable.
I hear them, and yeah, the fire is one way to put it. Gilbert wants to talk. Gilbert, you remember Sean?
Yeah, I remember Sean.
He's back here. You hear him?
Yeah, how you doing, Sean?
Good, Gilbert. You miss me?
Where you been?
I took a vacation.
Yeah.
No, I'm on. You know what? I'm doing a TV show, Gilbert.
Yeah. He's on the TV. You can watch on TV, Gilbert. Do you get the BN Sports Network?
What?
You can tape it. Use it. You can tape it. Use it for later.
Yeah, never mind.
What channel are you on? What channel?
BN Sports Network. It's on your It's on your cable dial. B E I N. 4 to 6 every day.
It's not going to find.
You think
that.
You know where that's at?
Nope.
Gilbert, it's not Pornhub. Oh, sorry.
Gilbert, do you have cable?
Yeah, I got cable.
What do you have? You got Comcast?
Yeah.
You do?
You can find it
on
there.
You got all the channels?
No, okay, fine anyway. Why?
All right, I'm just wondering. So you can see Sean, that's all. He's got Robin on there with him. I bet you'd like to look at her.
Robin who?
Robin Carlin.
Right? Doesn't he like news anchors?
Yes, he loves news anchors. I think he would. Gilbert, that's somebody you could call every day.
Anyway.
It's weird for me hearing Gilbert's voice this early in the morning. It makes me wonder what he was up so early.
Gilbert, what are you doing up so early? You wanted to talk about the NFL draft?
What quarterback we get this time anyway? You know.
Which quarterback we're going to get this time there anyway?
Probably Geegee. You know what? I don't know. There's really not. There are some good ones in the middle rounds you might be able to get.
The Texans are going to get a quarterback, you think?
No, but they may draft one. You and I, if they go by our philosophy, draft one every year.
Right.
In the fourth or fifth round, of course. They need to get younger at the backup.
They need other stuff, though.
Huh?
They need other stuff.
You think? You think? I don't know if they're really going to draft a quarterback this time unless it's really late, Gilbert. They got a pretty good one right now. You ever heard of Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
He's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. So who do you think the Texans should draft, Gilbert? Pick one guy.
I don't know.
So what did you do last night? Did you watch the draft?
No.
You didn't watch it? Huh? Yeah, it's very interesting for you, isn't it?
I got sick Monday night anyway, watching the Rocket game anyway.
You got sick? They make you sick? Or you got sick?
What happened?
I went to China Garden last Monday night.
You did?
You're blaming it on China Guard? You can't do that.
You ate too many egg rolls?
No, it wasn't right anyway. I was about to throw up real bad anyway, you know.
Oh, yeah. You got sick.
My stomach was in a lot of pain, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What kind of pain?
Probably.
What kind of pain, Gilbert?
I don't know. Just pain.
Yeah, gas.
Well, you want to die anyway, you know.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of pain. You want to die.
No, what did you say?
A lot of gas? You were gassy, you think?
Yeah, a lot of that.
I wonder what his rips
are. Yeah, not good anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, have a good day, gentlemen.
All right. Good to talk to you, Gilbert.
All right, pal. There's Gilbert right here.
Gosh, it's
good to get to talk to Gilbert, isn't it?
How often does he call you guys in the morning?
Every day.
He still does.
Like four
huh?
times a day.
Does he set the alarm early? Or is he an early riser to ride his bike around?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does, Sean. He's an early riser. The interns love him because he calls 40 times a day. Mm. Yep. They love him.
Yeah. I really miss that, John.
You do. I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you miss that.
Good thing I got to take callers on my show.
He would call you every
on the
day.
TV. Oh, yeah.
713-780-3776 to get in here with us here. Sean Salisbury, if you want to talk about the draft, anything draft related that you would like to talk to, you're more than welcome to do that. I think some of it was surprising what the Browns. I'm talking to Zoe during a break here. I want to get their thoughts on exactly what happened and what they did and
love
why.
Zoe, man.
He told me, he said, as much as, and I had Darnold at the top of my board, and as much as I wanted to put him there and keep him there, I just couldn't. Baker Mayfield just made plays that were just, and the interview process and everything else, he said, we wanted Darnold to be the guy.
I get it for them. Like I said, you and I have always said, if you love him, draft him.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Yep.
I'd have taken Darnold, but I understand what Zoe's talking about. I figured I would have been a little bit bummed if they'd have taken Allen for the Cleveland fans.
Yeah.
If you're going to miss out on Darnold, Mayfield was the next best guy.
Yeah. We see there are a lot. I think you can't risk. The risk reward is great, but the risk is just too high with Allen. It's just too high for the number one overall pick.
No question.
Because the pressure on that kid would have been just tremendous. What about this Edmonds family? You see this? Okay.
Unbelievable.
Tremaine, Terrell, they got a brother in the NFL named Trey. Their dad was a draft pick back in the day.
Two brothers taken in the first round on the same day.
How about that?
Unreal.
You think they're athletic, the Edmonds family?
I had the second Edmonds that went, I didn't have him going in the first round. I didn't. I knew he's a good player at Virginia Tech, but how do you think the Bud Foster liked having those two guys around at Virginia Tech? And, well, the story of the night, the greatest visual of the night. I mean, there were some guys crying. The rest of it, well, there's no question it was Ryan
Shazier.
There was no question.
Yeah, him walking out there. Yeah. He says he's going to play again. I don't know, but that was neat that he was walking.
Incredible.
Yeah, that was neat.
Did it look to you like Calvin Ridley was emotional with tears of happy? Now, Atlanta, good for him. But he looked a little bitter. I mean,
Think about that? How they stack up? Remember back in the day when Portland just got like every power forward in the game?
I love it.
This is what the Falcons do.
You know what I had at 26? Falcons taking Christian Kirk. Because, I love him. I just think his versatility. I know he was maybe for some a reach in the first round, but I'm a huge fan of his, and I had Atlanta taking him, and they just took Ridley. So I wanted them to go wide receiver because Matt Ryan needs to be better in the red zone, and maybe an extra weapon will help. And remember Julio Jones last year, John, how many games did it take before Jones caught a touchdown pass in the red zone?
Yeah.
They got to get better offensively, and that's saying something because 2 years ago, they were as good. They were the old Minnesota Vikings the years that when that group, the Culpepper, Randy Moss, when those guys were scoring like 8 million points. So they got to get back to that, and I think they feel like they're pretty close.
That's another talented family. Steven Ridley.
You think?
Calvin Ridley.
Yeah,
not too bad. They're cousins, I believe.
The Rosen family's not exactly stupid either.
No.
You think they've got some
high
God.
the Wharton School?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I've got to say, you can trust that he's probably pretty quick at processing information.
My God. Want to talk about some bloodlines?
Yeah, and both what? Parents, Princeton, one's Princeton, two Ivy League parents.
Figure skaters.
And
he's a nationally ranked tennis player.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Pretty good stuff.
Yep.
Who's, still available that surprised you, that's still out there?
Harold Landry. Yep. I had him going in the first round, so he's one because, John, he was the kid from Boston College.
Yep.
His first 2 years in school, he was so productive, it was ridiculous, sacks-wise, and he fell off a little last year, but come on now. Boston College isn't exactly, they weren't very good. He's about the one weapon they had. I think you pair him with somebody else. I don't expect him to last long here early in the second round because when you can get a disruptor in the second round like him who had productive numbers, I would have taken him ahead of Davenport at the time just because I'm on my board I did.
Wow, really?
Yes.
There's some good players still out there.
Connor Williams did get taken.
I think Mason Rudolph is going to come off early.
Agreed.
I think he will. Cortland Sutton, Maurice Hurst.
Christian Kirk.
Pro Football Focus had Maurice Hurst as the third most productive player.
Yeah.
And to be falling here.
The only reason why, John, and Geis is going to come off quick.
Right.
The only reason why here, I think, John, is because his getting sent home from the his heart situation.
Yeah.
If not, he's a first-round pick.
Yep.
They're just concerned about his condition. But, yeah, those guys go off, and we have, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, what if Mason Rudolph lasts to you in the second round? Don't you take him?
Yeah, I think. There's another. I think the Giants have got to do. Maybe the Giants do. You know what? We're going to get our long term guy. We think Mason Rudolph is the best guy.
And if he's around, don't be surprised if a team like New England grabs him in the second round.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Could happen. So the guy's a big thrower, and the ball comes out really quick. The system may work against him, but he can push the ball down the field.
All right, 44 here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 744. Let's take a quick one here and talk about being a champion. Champion energy is what you need right now in your life because you will save money. I don't get it. Why would you pay more than you have to? It's ridiculous. Stop paying more. All you got to do is go to 1560energy.com and you start saving immediately. Well, there's a better rate over here. Yeah, great. But the bottom line is when you get your bill, you're paying more. Okay, they can give you all the rate. You can lower the rate as low as you want, but then when you tack on all of these ridiculous fees, you're still paying more. What's the sense? Stop doing that and go with a company that you can trust, a company that's been here, done that, that is the leader. It's a Houston-owned and operated company as well, right here. You see them on the Hardy Tow Road. They got the big building there. They are awesome. All you got to do is get to 1560energy.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, no, Lance. Sean Salisbury is in studio with us here. We'll be on Channel 26 in the 8 o'clock hour. What time we hit, Stu? You know? You don't know yet. Okay, we're going to hit pretty soon. But in the 8 o'clock hour, we will be on. Dell will not. I don't know why they.
Why don't
is
you
it racist? Do you think it's racist that they never put Dell on?
I would.
Wait a minute. Nate's on.
I know, but I think Nate might be racist.
Against you who? Think, his own people?
What, you think
maybe.
Nate.
I don't know.
That's what you're going with. You think Nate hates. You think Nate's against African Americans?
I don't know. No one knows. Why won't they put Dell on?
Because they don't. Why do you think? Well, there's a technical reason why they won't put me on.
Number one is there's not four chairs here.
Doesn't matter to
and
me.
So you're not saying a replacement for me here.
Until right. they put Dell on, I think it's racist.
We got Dell on. Let's give Dell some more love.
No,
put him right
screw
here.
Dell.
Dell can have my chair. Dell, you want to switch for a minute?
No.
Just tell me that one button to push. I don't know which one it is.
I don't need to be in there because John's in there.
Yeah, good point.
I'd rather not, to be honest with you.
713-780-37.
You're not sure about Nate.
Not sure about him. I don't know. Let's get Fred in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Fred?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, man.
Hey,
how are you?
Bud, how are you?
Real good. Good to hear Sean on the show. Real good.
Thank you, bud.
I have a question. No, no problem. No problem. Hope you're doing well.
Great.
I have a question about Rosen and Darnold. It was interesting while I was watching the draft on Fox that they showed the last four quarterbacks taken since 2000 in the first round from USC. But I'll apply the question to these West Coast quarterbacks, Pac-10, Pac-12 quarterbacks in general. You know, they look awfully good in college, swinging that ball around. But the four that they showed who had been drafted out of USC since 2000, with the exception of Carson Palmer, all the other ones were mediocre or bust at best. And so my question is, what in the world makes us think, especially with the hype machine behind them, that either Darnold or Rosen are going to be transcendent quarterbacks.
Can I?
And I'll hang up. And
well, can I ask you a question real quick? I'll speak on Darnold's behalf or Rosen. Aikman turned out pretty good. I know it's recent we're talking about, but do we think it's honest? Would you judge a Duke basketball player in the NBA because if two had success and 18 didn't? Is it? Do we automatically judge Darnold and Rosen by Carson Palmer, who was pretty good in the NFL, Matt Leinart, Mark Sanchez? I mean, are we supposed to judge those guys by what they had? I mean, Nick Foles turned out to be pretty good in the Super Bowl. He's a Pac-12 guy.
Well, I can name a lot more that didn't make it.
Okay, No. Well, I'm going to get to it in a second. Let me go to this. You can't judge. Okay. You can't judge Antoine Jameson by Michael Jordan. You just can't. So, and if you look deep into it, Darnold's the best quarterback we've ever had at USC College. Now, I never know how it's going to translate, but I'll ask you this. How many Oklahoma State quarterbacks successful in the NFL?
I don't know.
How many? Okay, I like your question. I'm going to get to it, but how many Oklahoma quarterbacks been successful in the NFL?
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Troy Aikman started out there. I don't know if you
how many Georgia quarterbacks? Alabama quarterbacks, not named Joe Namath.
Okay.
You get my point?
I
got you. LSU quarterbacks.
No, because recently we've seen a lot of good college quarterbacks from that Pac-10, Pac-12 who have not translated.
Right, but I just named you a bunch of schools that
have not. Okay. 20 years,
sir. All right, let me interject here. And I agree, Fred. I think the question is a good one. I think the area,
question.
The neighborhood is a good one.
Right.
I don't want to judge. You're right. I'm not judging Sam Darnold by Mark Sanchez.
They had
however,
different coaches, too.
However, I will That's say fair. This. I will say this. A Pac-12 has fallen off, and the quality of football there has fallen off, and I think we've seen it drastically.
Okay.
So when we talk about Josh Allen, or we talked about a Carson Wentz, we talk about Marcus Davenport, who did he play, and who was he up against? I think that there may be some fool's gold in the Pac-12 in that the football's not as good.
Right, I agree. And it's a lot of finesse defense instead of physical. And to answer your question one more time, for me, I'll just judge it for me. I never thought Sanchez was going to be a stud in the NFL. I never expected Matt Leinart to be a stud in the NFL. And remember, I turned down an Arizona job at quarterback coach the year Matt Leinart was coming out and Denny Green had talked. Now, they ended up drafting him. But had I stayed around taking that job, I might have thought different. Now, I do believe, and I'm willing to put the reputation on the line. I don't care whatever that reputation is. Darnold's the best at everything that I've seen. Now, Carson Palmer, a better pure thrower, but he is the best. His footwork, mechanically, and the way he throws to tight windows in his release tell me that he should be a success. That doesn't guarantee anything. I don't know if Mayfield. We never know. It's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot. But I get why you're saying it, because history says, well, the last handful of quarterbacks at USC are in the Pac-12. Andrew Luck's pretty good when he's on the field, but haven't succeeded. I get that. But I can say that about a lot of quarterbacks in a lot of schools, John. No. I can. No. But you're right. The defenses, it could be fool's gold. But I think I look through that. I think Darnold, if Darnold was at UCLA, and you heard Herb Street say it last night, or if Darnold and Mayfield switched positions, they'd have both had the same success. I'm not sure Josh Rosen. I think Josh Rosen's going to be. Josh Rosen doesn't win. He'll put up numbers, but he doesn't win.
Yeah.
The other two win, and that tells me something. And I like Darnold, and I like Mayfield, but I get the question because it's out there right now as far as the percentage of numbers of success from the Pac-12.
I was thinking about this draft, and it got coined as one of the better quarterback drafts. And I was thinking about the 2012 that had RG3 and Andrew Luck and Ryan Tannehill and Brandon Whedon. And the only guys who can now stay on the field from that draft are Russell Wilson, Nick Foles, and Kirk Cousins. So do you guys think there is a second day, third day guy who can reach the level that Cousins or Foles or Wilson did?
Yes. And who amongst us knew that Cousins would beat the snot out of RG3 when they were first and fourth?
And who would have thought 2 years ago watching Nick Foles play? Hell, who would have thought watching Foles play in the late in the season, the regular season, would have thought, yeah, I'm going to get this postseason production? So timing matters. Being coached right matters. It's a great point, a great question, not only by you, Dell, but the previous caller, by asking the question, is it a chance that – I just don't think we can label Darnold like we would Sanchez until we see him. The similarities are they're both playing for the Jets. I get it. But I don't ever judge a basketball player by the fact that somebody at Kentucky hasn't succeeded because somebody else is or isn't. So, but it makes a good point because percentages say, man – are Darnold and Rosen going to be a success? But remember, where you go matters too, and they're both up against a tough task.
Absolutely, that's one of the biggest things. Look at Tim Couch, and he goes to the Browns, number one overall. Who knows what Tim Couch could have been if he ends up in a good situation?
Back to Dell's point about Foles. Rams was a putrid offense. Foles couldn't play there. He goes to a Philadelphia offense that gets it. Yeah. Gets comfortable. He's a Super Bowl MVP and is now has enough skins in the game where if they wanted to trade him, he's going to be a starter somewhere.
Absolutely. 713-780-3776. Take one here, top of the hour. You're going to call John Clay Wolf? Is he busy? What's John Clay Wolf doing this morning, do you think? What do you think John Clay Wolf is doing? Doing ugly stuff?
I don't know if he's even up because he's probably hasn't got. He was doing ugly stuff last night.
You think so? We got to find out. I tweeted him yesterday. People think that he was having relations during the show, and that's why he didn't answer the phone. So that's something that we're going to have to work out there with John Clay Wolf. Here's the deal: is he's got a company called GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. It's so easy. You can do it in your underwear. That's right. It's so easy. You can do it in your underwear. What you do? Well, probably you shouldn't get the VIN number off of your car in your underwear. What if you're in your home and the windows are all closed and the shutters are down and no one can see you? Then you could probably do it in your underwear. But have your VIN number ready so you don't have to walk outside and get your VIN number from your car in your underwear. John Clay Wolf is here with us right now. People thought you were having relations yesterday and that's why you couldn't come on the show. But I quelled those, John.
You knew better.
Yeah.
You knew better.
Yeah. For some reason, people think that you're doing that every morning. I don't know why. Here's the deal: what you're doing is you're making people a lot of money by selling by buying their cars.
We bought there was a 08 Dakota, a guy that was a pilot, and pilots keep their cars like nicer than non-pilots. So do gay men, by the way. But that's a whole different story for a different day. But gay men's cars are nicer. But anyway. a pilot has this deal, and dealers are giving him $4,000 for him for the Dakota truck. It's an 08 with 80 crew cab, and I gave him $6,500 for it because it was that nice, and I pay a lot of money for nice cars.
How about
that? Yeah, we do make a difference.
How about that? So if you're a gay man or a pilot, you want to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. Even if you're straight and not a, and you don't fly, GiveMeTheVIN.com. All people, doesn't matter, okay? You will get more money for your car. And if not, if they can't beat CarMax, what happens?
Oh, you get $100, and if you're gay, you get two.
What? You have to prove that?
Like a Whitney Houston song, man.
You have to prove that. Okay, so it's GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. Gay, straight, pilot, non-pilot, all of those things. All you have to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. It's low key at the night show.
So don't you open up that window. ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.